That's our ring. Time for Rum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. now there's another thing right there. You're going to have him wear them sacks of feet out, listening all around. So all you and him have done for the last week is move them sacks from one side to the other and then back again.
I just love to watch out of you that you can lift 100 pounds.
But there's no sense in doing that.
Well, I know, no, Lumber,
but I need you up here in front to help me wait on the train since it's just ahead of you.
Well, I was just trying to keep Robert in practice. Don't want him to get rusty. That's about all I've learned to do so far. That's one thing I'll have to tell you, Lumber. He don't catch on very fast.
How many times do I have to tell you, you can't learn him to do things like a human. What you got to do is learn yourself how to operate that remote control box better.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right.
And when he breaks something, like he broke the Cracker Barrel the other day, there ain't no use for you to stand there and bawl him out. He can't hear nothing.
Well, I know what I was on. Pastor, I apologize to him yesterday for talking to me.
Oh, well, then that's better.
I told him I was
talking. Wait a minute. What's the matter with me? He ain't got no feelings.
Yeah, well, I better go back out to him. It's time for his lunch. Time to wait up.
No, wait a minute. There comes a customer. You can wait on him. I got some bookkeeping I want to catch up on.
Oh, that ain't no customer. That's just Teddy coming.
Well, he's a customer just as much as anybody else.
Oh, I want to wait around that up here. That's the only time he's
got it. Hello,
characters. Hi, Teddy. Come
on. Is that good or bad to call us on our character?
I don't know who good, I reckon.
All right, then.
How's Robert today?
Oh, he's feeling fine, Teddy. Thank you. He's resting now. Moon feed sacks all morning. Oh, what can I do for you today, Teddy?
Doggone it, I don't know. I've got a problem, I think.
Problem?
School watching? No, Mom, it's about the dance tomorrow night.
What dance is that? I haven't heard nothing about it, Teddy.
Who's new, Teddy? I better get a date with Miss Allen first.
Well, this is just for the younger set.
Oh, well, that illuminates you then, Mom.
It's being flown by the Young Ladies Woodcraft and Leather Tooling Group.
Oh, damn. What's your problem, Teddy?
Well, I filed deep going of extra time and got me a date with Clarabelle.
You did? Well, good for you, Teddy. How'd you manage to do that?
Oh, just smart, I reckon.
Here's your brain.
Yeah. Gore's going to be mad about it, too, when he gets back to town.
Well, when he gets back. Is he out of town?
Yes, Mom. He went over to visit his uncle about 2 weeks ago, so he don't know nothing about the dance at all. I should put one over on you, boy.
Well, all right, good luck. I don't see what kind of a problem you could have, Eddie.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Character. See, everybody calls everybody characters over school.
Well, we ain't over school now, Eddie.
Well, anyway, Clarabelle's cousin, Bertha Stutzman, is here visiting her, and Clarabelle won't go with me unless I get a partner for Bertha.
Well, can't you get somebody
from Murphy? I ain't been able to so far. Huh? The fellas that seen her before won't go with her, and the fellas that ain't are too short.
What is she sort of tall?
Oh, kind of. Not my size.
Oh, my goodness alive.
She holds the shot put championship over at Cherry Hill High.
Well, I ain't surprised to see that big.
How about Dean Cole Potter?
Oh, he's got a date. Besides, he ain't quite tall enough, neither.
Dean Cole?
Too skinny, too. No, I don't believe he can handle her.
Oh, me and I. Well, let's see, Teddy. I don't know who you could find. Wait a minute. What about Robert?
Robert who?
Why, Robert? He ought to be just about the right size for him.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Abner. Robert can't dance.
I don't know why not. He can walk and he can pop his arms up and down. What else do you have to know how to do the dance?
Well, you got to keep time to the music for one thing.
Well, I could go along and sit there with a chaperone and operate that radio box.
Yeah, a lot of good that'll do. You can't even keep time with the music yourself.
I can do it, Mom.
If you got Robert the crow hopping around the floor like you all have to, he'd bust clean through the floor.
Well, he could set out the fast numbers. I just let him get out there for the waltzes. Go ahead, Teddy. Call up Clarabelle. Tell us all set. Got it, Teddy.
Wait a minute.
Go on, Teddy. Call her up. Ring the phone, man. Don't let him get busted.
Robert can't go to no dance. In the first place, he ain't no human. And in the second place, he ain't got no clothes to wear.
Well, you can buy some from Teddy, Mom.
They'll be a little tired, I reckon, but I'll try to keep them pushing the button there, make them bend over. I'm almost silly. Yeah, you ever studied up there, man? This is the worst.
Oh, is that, Teddy?
No, wait a minute. Hello?
Hello
there. This is Teddy. Who is this? Well, what do you know about that? Such a coincidence, Clarabelle. I just calling you.
Tell her about Robert, Teddy.
Say, Clarabelle, I've got a partner for Bertie.
I've got more to get used to,
Mom, his name's Robert. Oh, he's about, just a minute, Clarabelle. How tall is Robert?
Oh, he's at least 7 foot.
Oh, at least 7 foot, then, yes. Just a minute. Would you say Robert was good looking?
Well,
Regular visit down in Pine Ridge.